WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? Welcome to the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls, one of the only commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. You don't have to deal with conflicts of interest and commissions and kickbacks from or by your financial advisor. All you got to do is find an independent fee-only CFP. For all about me, check out Jason Qualls, CFP.com, J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. If you have a question, you have a comment, even a disagreement, you can weigh in by clicking email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. Be talking taxes later today with Kevin Sizemore, CPA of Tutherow, Hill & Welch. THW CPA firm has been in business for over five decades in Middle Tennessee. We'll talk about what tax records you need to hang on to now that your taxes are filed. You don't want to throw stuff away. Go through an audit, not have the records to support the stuff that you claim, and be in big trouble. We'll talk about that and much more having to do with taxes. First, let's talk about why rich people or millionaires or just people in general are worried for their kids. They're worried that their kids, their children, will be financially worse off than they were. Is this not the general consensus for parents? Has this not always been the belief? Or has it been something that's happened over the last four or five decades? But there's a new survey that's out that says that millionaires fear that their kids will face a lot tougher financial circumstances than they did. Republicans are one of the more skeptical. 45% of Republicans in the survey, Republican millionaires, seem bearish about the world their children will face. One of the issues putting this in the forefront, or this fear in the forefront, is taxes. People are saying that our tax system is so screwed up that it's going to lead to a lot of financial worry for their kids. In general, 35% of the respondents in the survey believe their kids will be financially worse off than they were. What do you think? What's your opinion? You know, send me an email. Let me know. Click email the show at Financial Coaching Radio. I know that if you're a Bernie Sanders fan, you're thinking if Trump gets elected, oh no, or if Hillary gets elected, and vice versa if you're a Trump fan, or maybe you're a Ted Cruz fan, you're just not real thrilled about the political system if it doesn't go your way. But we've been through this stuff before, right? People have gotten elected and everything turned out okay. The world didn't end. Now, what that means for everyone decades down the road, only time will tell. But isn't that the general fear of people believe that in the circumstance you're in, that it was always better before you and it's going to be worse after you? A better question, what are you doing to change it if that's how you feel? Are you just going to sit around and complain and go, oh, my kids are going to have it so bad compared to what we had it, and I just don't know how the world is going to operate. What are you doing to make a difference? But do you believe that your kids are going to be significantly worse off than you were? Are you significantly worse off financially than your parents were? Did that hold true? Did they believe it? Did it come true? Do you believe it? And will it come true? What's your view? Click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. And also, let me know what you're doing to change it. Or are you just complaining about it? All right, let's talk about going big in the stock market. Now, I talk about risk and diversification quite often on Financial Coaching Radio. And I talk about, you know, actively managed mutual funds not holding up their end of the deal, underperforming their index fund counterparts. And a lot of underperformance, as mentioned several times in past shows, has to do with how much mutual funds charge you. In a simple sense, the cheaper fund usually beats the more expensive fund. It's typically how it goes. Not always, but that's typically how it goes. The less the lesser of the expense ratio of the fund, the better its performance is in comparison to a fund that's more expensive. That's why it's very important. You got to know the expense ratio of the cost of the investments that you own. You got to know. Every investment on the planet has a cost. If you own an annuity, you own a mutual fund, bond mutual fund, stock mutual fund, doesn't matter. If whatever an insurance policy, whole life, variable life, universal life, it all has, they has internal costs. You got to know what those costs are, because those costs are lowering your rate of return. But in this case, going big in the stock market has little to do with cost and a lot to do with people making some huge gambling bets on certain stocks and those bets not paying off. Reminds me of a study that was discussed, or we discussed here on the show, is that research showed that stock pickers, you know, actively fund managers, mutual fund managers, they could not attribute their success, assuming they're successful, if they had a good 1 year, a good 3 year period, a good 5 year period, success could not be attributed to anything but luck. There was not anything, it wasn't about skill. It was about them being in the right place at the right time, and everyone thought they were smart, but it turns out they were just lucky. If you want to match the market, experts say buy index funds. If you want to do better than the market, you got to find some funds that make some huge bets on certain sectors, industries, or maybe even individual stocks. And that was the message, and used to be the message, still continues to be the message in the stock picking world. Folks that say, I'm going to decide to buy this company, not buy this company, hold this company, sell this company to outperform. But as of late, you know, a lot of the stock picking voices aren't screaming as loud. Many leading mutual funds and hedge funds have gotten their butt whipped. Apparently, they held a pretty large percentage of a company called Valeant Pharmaceuticals International, which fell 87% over the past year. To see the perils of betting big on individual stocks or overweighting an individual stock, look at the Putnam Capital Spectrum Fund and the Putnam Equity Spectrum Fund. They had performed extraordinarily well right after the financial crisis. And get this, they started doing well, and investors started buying the fund, chasing performance, in other words. The fund started sucking because all actively managed funds will eventually suck. Stock pickers will eventually run out of luck. That's why I'm a big proponent for most of your money being in index funds. But that's the thing. Investors flocked to it after it started looking good, and then when it tanked, they went away. So you got to stop doing that to yourself. Stop chasing performance. You can't look at a track record of a mutual fund and tell anything about the future. I don't care what that other knucklehead says on that show about looking at 10 to 15 year track records. It means nothing. I digress. All right, so looking at this Putnam Capital Spectrum Fund. They performed well right after the financial crisis. Capital Spectrum returned an average of 22% annually versus the S&P 500 index of about 16% annually. So did better than the S&P. And granted, this fund had more risk than the S&P 500, but it did better and people wanted to buy it. As of March 31st, Putnam Capital Spectrum Fund had 72% of its assets in its 10 biggest holdings. And you're thinking, well, that means nothing to me. Well, and typically, an average U.S. stock fund will only have 22% of its assets in its 10 biggest holdings. This fund had 72% of its assets in its 10 biggest holdings. So you can guess, if those 10 biggest holdings, or just one of the 10, or two of the 10 biggest holdings don't do so well, what's going to come down the way for this fund? You can imagine. You know where I'm going with this. And this is the big gamble that you're taking if you're looking at past performance and making a mutual fund or investment decision. It's not usually going to pay off over and over. You're going to eventually lose to a buy and hold investor. And if you get into a fund that believes in concentrated positions like these Putnam Spectrum funds, probably not going to fare so well either. We'll continue on this discussion right after this break. Going big in the stock market or going home, is it a smart idea? Only if you're an insider and you're willing to break the law. In my opinion, this is Financial Coaching Radio. Back with you in a moment. Stick around. The blues, I heard the news. There's good rocking in that.
Marshall Sparkman here, loan officer with Summit Funding, Middle Tennessee's trusted loan officer. 615-439-0885. Online, sparkmanteam.com. Here to offer you a second opinion, educate you throughout the loan process, hold your hand. Look, you're just not another number with me. I am truly here for your best interest to make sure that you are getting the best product and deal possible for your mortgage. You can call me at 615-439-0885.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Recent reports show that half of Americans don't have any of the most basic estate planning documents, like a will or powers of attorney. Folks, if you're married or have children, you can't put this off any longer. Call John Baker, estate planning attorney, right now at 896-5621. As a husband, wife, mother, or father, you owe it to your loved ones to make sure your estate plan is in order. So call John Baker at 896-5621 or go to bakercounsel.com.
Did you know that the U.S. tax code has over 70,000 pages? This is precisely why you must have a tax expert on your team. The folks at THW CPAs have been providing their expertise to individuals and businesses in Middle Tennessee for over 50 years. And now they have an office right here in Murfreesboro. Call Kevin Sizemore today with THW CPAs at 848-1072. That's 848-1072 or online at thwcpa.com.
We're baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville Slugger, and Worth, but at Played Against Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Well, emergency crew is quite busy. Picked up several crashes. South Church Street there at Butler, an accident. Also picked up a crash. No report of injury. 532 Warrior Drive. Also Middle Tennessee Boulevard at Greenland. It's going to be a slow up. And an accident. 1731 South Rutherford. Seeing more volume pretty much all over. And of course, wipers on, lights on. Keep that in mind. Picking up at Broad Street at Northfield Boulevard as well as South Church at Middle Tennessee Boulevard. I-24 at Salem Highway. Seeing more volume as well as Medical Center Parkway at I-24 picking up as we speak. I'm Marilyn Ewing, Skywatch Traffic.
An exclusive look at Rutherford County weather from our own meteorologist. WGNS WeatherEye Forecast is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSRadio.com.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into Financial Coaching Radio. Jump in, be a part of the show. Click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. Be talking taxes with Kevin Sizemore, CPA. Very soon, we're talking about those members of Congress that want to put an end to the IRS. Go vote for those people. Right now, we're talking about go big or go home. Should you go big or go home in the stock market? Going big in the stock market means you're going to take some huge bets on sectors, industry, maybe individual companies trying to do better than the general market performance. Those who have tried it, many have tried it, many have failed. The example we're talking about now is a real-life example. This is from the Putnam Capital Spectrum Fund. Had a pretty good run after the 2008 financial crisis, but then the fund's luck ran out. 72% of this fund's assets were in its 10 biggest positions. In contrast, the average stock fund in the U.S. only has 22% of its assets in its 10 biggest holdings. The S&P 500 index only has 17% weighting to its largest 10 stocks. So, setting itself up for failure. As I told you before the break, investors chase the returns of these funds. Folks, don't do it. I know it just seems like a logical way, and look, here's the performance of five different mutual funds, and you're going to go out and pick the performance, the fund with the highest performance based on the last 5 years, 10 years, or 15 years. It's just not the only way to evaluate funds. Should you look at it? Yes. Is it one of the factors of many? Yes. Is it the deciding factor? Absolutely not. Morningstar research has shown, and in my opinion proven, funds that have recently done well are the ones most likely to not do so well. So if you buy an investment based on recent performance or past performance, it's likely you're going to have a broken heart. Investors in this case, in this Putnam Spectrum Funds, they started buying the fund after the 2008 crash. In 2010, the fund only had $390 million with an M. But at the end of last year, the fund had $15 billion. It went from about $400 million in 2010 to the end of 2015 to $15 billion. In 2014 alone, investors added $5 billion chasing performance. But gotta pay the old Pied Piper. Performance last year fell. Capital Spectrum Fund fell 9%. The Equity Spectrum Fund lost 14%. Right on cue, investors started selling out. Over the last 12 months, ending March 31, investors pulled out $5 billion of the two funds. So what can we can take? We can learn two things from this. We can learn two things. One, there are many, many stock pickers that run mutual funds, and there's a lot of stock pickers that will go on a period of success. They'll look good for 1 year, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, maybe even 6, 7, 8 years, but eventually their strategy, their system, their gimmick, their luck will run out, and they will not be able to keep up with their benchmark as far as performance, or in contrast, their like-minded, likewise index fund. Tortoise Beats Hare. There's a firm that I ran into not long ago. Its name was called Tortoise Beats Hare. I loved it because investing, if you have part of your allocation to stocks and real estate and natural resources, it's not like a turtle. But the point is, you got to stop chasing things because there's this the hot thing of the moment. You got to stop buying investments based on performance. And you got to believe, the research has proven this, is that active management just can't do much. If you know when to get in and when to get out, because you have some type of crystal ball or some type of illegal inside information, then you may have a chance. But if you don't have a crystal ball and you're not going to break the law, the way to get it done is think tortoise beats hare. Be invested in all asset classes. Be invested in an investment strategy geared for helping you or give you the best chance to achieve your long-term goals. Don't monkey with it too much. Don't jump into this and out of this and in, out of this and into that, chasing past performance, because it doesn't pay off even for the professionals. From time to time, people will come see me. Here's the most recent example. And I don't, if I've shared this story recently on Financial Coaching Radio, forgive me, but it sticks out in my mind. A lady came to see me and she needed financial planning help. You know, she was a very astute investor. She knew a lot about different types of investments and asset allocation. But you know, she needed planning help, tax planning, retirement planning, the best way to go about achieving her goals, in addition to help with investments. But as mentioned, she was very smart. She was very educated on investment products. And we had a discussion about active management, being a stock picker. Do stock pickers have success? And her litmus test for this was that her father, I don't know if he made a lot of money from his career, but after he had retired, he had managed his own retirement account. And in managing this own retirement account, he was buying individual companies, individual stocks, and he had had tremendous success, according to her. And I asked the question, as always, well, I'm sure he's had some winners and I'm sure he's had some losers. My question is, given the risk that he's taken, you know, the additional risk, has he been rewarded for it in comparison to the general benchmark index of the S&P 500? Of course, she doesn't know this. But it was her thinking that, okay, he can do it, so I can do it. Well, maybe he has done it for the last 15 years, and maybe that was just the perfect time. There is no guarantee that the next 15 years is going to be like the last 15 years. So the same thing goes along with mutual fund managers. You look at a list of mutual funds, you find one with a good 15-year track record, and you're like, ooh, it looks good, let me buy it. But what if that manager in the next 15 years doesn't have the same success? What then? What then? That's why you never know when the timing is wrong. You never know when that manager's process was just about luck or making some huge bets that paid off, and when those huge bets are not going to pay off. I just say, if you're going to be an investor that doesn't want to get involved in the nuances of it, just own an investment strategy based on what's best for your goals. Low-cost investments. Don't pick them on performance, and don't monkey with it. That is the tried and true method. Or you'll end up like these people who chase performance and wonder why they're always chasing their tail, underperforming. Simple usually trumps complicated. Slow and steady usually trumps the get-rich-quick methodology. You know, greed is good in a certain context, as Gordon Gekko said. But if you use that as your only evaluator, if you're chasing high performance for in the wrong ways, I say you're going to fail. To keep you from making some of these silly mistakes, there is a solution. Get an independent third-party expert to evaluate your thoughts and decisions on investing. Who should that be? Well, someone who has been trained in the business formally and has their credentials, someone who is not full of conflicts of interest, trying to get you to buy this real estate investment trust or buy these shares of this company or buy this closed-end fund, someone that says, all right, Mr. Expert, I'm going to pay you for your time. You help guide me through the right investment strategy and products for me. No kickbacks, no commissions, no conflicts of interest. And you know where I'm going with this. You got to make sure your advisor is independent, they're fee only, and a certified financial planner. You got to have that third party expert to balance out your irrational emotions so you don't make the mistakes of going big and then going home, taking huge bets in your investment strategy, buying investment products that are high cost, making decisions to buy an investment based on past performance. They'll help prevent all those major mistakes. All right, after the break, as promised, Kevin Sizemore, CPA of Tullaro, Helen Welch, will be along for the ride. We'll be talking taxes and how some politicians want to shut down the IRS. All right, back with you in a moment. This is Financial Coaching Radio.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna.
Aloha, this is Omni Hut.
Visiting with Polly Walls at the Omni Hut, open Tuesday through Saturday for dinner.
We have got a great customer base, and some folks only come for special occasions, and then we have folks that come weekly. We see A to Z. We've learned to stay with the same recipes. Start from scratch, fresh kitchen.
Catch the Aloha spirit at the Omni Hut.
Come see us at 618 South Lowry Street, just inside Smyrna, near Nissan.
This is Thursday, May the 12th, and time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio WGNS. The Red Cross is having a blood drive all day today, going on until 6 o'clock tonight. They're at 501 Memorial Boulevard. And the Crafters Exchange consignment sale starts tomorrow and continues through Saturday over at the Lane Agri Park. Craft supplies and materials of all types. It's on sale at the Crafters Exchange consignment sale today through Saturday at the Lane Agri Park. The Farmers Market opens for the season tomorrow, starting at 7 in the morning, also at the Lane Agri Park. That's at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard, 7 until noon tomorrow. Don't you dare miss the opening of the Farmers Market. The Rutherford County AARP monthly meeting is tomorrow morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Scott Foster from Journey Home is the guest speaker. That's at 10 o'clock in the morning. The musical 42nd Street begins Friday and Saturday night at 7:30. And a 2 o'clock Sunday matinee at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor Events.
Play it again, sports!
Your summer headquarters.
We've got everything you need for baseball, football, golf, skateboard, soccer, disc golf, and more. Enjoy summer for less with great prices on new, quality, used equipment. Play it again, sports on Thompson Lane.
Well, emergency crews quite busy. Picked up several crashes. South Church Street there at Butler, an accident. Also picked up a crash. No report of injury. 532 Warrior Drive. Also Middle Tennessee Boulevard at Greenland. It's going to be a slow up. And an accident. 1731 South Rutherford. Seeing more volume pretty much all over. And of course, wipers on, lights on. Keep that in mind. Picking up at Broad Street at Northfield Boulevard as well as South Church at Middle Tennessee Boulevard. I-24 at Salem Highway. Seeing more volume as well as Medical Center Parkway at I-24 picking up as we speak. I'm Marilyn Ewing, Skywatch Traffic.
It's severe weather season. This is Jenny Williams at Gill's Ace Hardware. Sign up to receive weather bulletins on your cell phone from News Radio WGNS. Sign up at WGNSradio.com.
WeatherWise.
Cloudy tonight with areas of showers and a few thunderstorms, some strong. Or shall low near 54. On Friday, lots of sunshine, high of 76. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on News Radio, WGNS. Right now, 70.
When you see news happening, text 615-893-1450 or email news at WGNSradio.com. Text or email information and photos directly to our newsroom, 615-893-1450 or news at WGNSradio.com.
Hey, Financial Coaching Radio listeners, if you don't understand exactly how your financial advisor is compensated, you could be in big trouble. My name is Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner. To learn more about why my process is so unique, go to jasonquallscfp.com or call 878-278-8255.
2134 today.
Marshall Sparkman here with Summit Funding, Middle Tennessee's trusted loan advisor, here to help you and your family walk through the mortgage process, here to hold your hand and explain and educate and make sure that you are getting the absolute best deal possible. You see, I'm passionate about my job because I love the huge impact that I have on families' lives when I can save you tens of thousands of dollars in the next 5 years. Check me out online, sparkmanteam.com, 615-439-0885.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into the One Show, giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm Jason Qual, certified financial planner. Now in the house with Kevin Sizemore, CPA of Tuthero, Hill & Welch. 50 years in the business right here in Middle Tennessee. THWCPA.com, an office right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Again, website THWCPA.com. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Sizemore.
Glad to be back.
All right. The only thing certain in life is death and taxes. We've all heard that phrase, but some interesting stats. Since 1960, Congress has enacted 66 major tax laws at more than one major law per year. That makes for a lot of uncertainty. If you include the numerous laws that modify taxes, there have been 387 pieces of tax-related legislation since 1979. When you are sitting there, when do you guys get reversed on tax law changes? Is it near year end? Is it the beginning of a year and you have to kind of cram it all in? Or is it a lagging deal?
No, we try to prepare for it starting in the fall. I'd say October through December, we'll start going to classes, what we call continuing professional education, CPE in our world. You're required to get it for some accounting services that we provide, some specific things, but for tax, our firm requires everyone that does taxes to get a certain amount of hours of tax CPE for the upcoming year. But we usually do that November or December most of the time.
In past years, a lot of things have been hanging in limbo, things that had expired or things that were about to expire. Do we have any of that going on for 2016?
I haven't looked at 2016 in depth yet.
I think all that got fixed last year.
Yeah, most of it got fixed in that extenders bill that happened in December. And things are changing, but a lot of it was extended through 2020, somewhere in there. But some of the amounts changed year over year. So the extender kind of took care of that through the election cycle, I believe. I think that's what they were looking for.
So more tax certainty this year and the next few years than we've had in the past.
Yes.
But still amazing. 387 pieces of tax legislation since 1979. Every year there's something.
Oh, yeah, there'll be something else this year.
With the election coming, everybody wants to redo the tax code, which brings me to my next point. If you have a tax question, by the way, jump in and be a part of the show by clicking email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. Chilling with Kevin Sizemore, CPA. He'll take your tax questions, as will I. Members of Congress push to shut down the IRS forever. Have you heard about this?
No.
They want to get rid of the IRS. That's the recommendation from the Republican Study Committee, RSC, to House Republicans. Its chairman is Bill Flores, Republican from Texas. The RSC slammed the IRS. It said, in its current form, the Internal Revenue Service is at best an inefficient behemoth weighing down our economy. At its worst, the IRS has shown a capacity for outright corruption and political targeting. Both those, I would say, are true statements.
That's a stretch. I will say this. The last couple of audits that I've had clients go through took anywhere from 6 to 9 months, and one of them went through appeals, and they came back, and the taxpayer, my client, owed $70. Now, and it went through, I talked to probably three or four different agents over the course of that time. I don't know how that can be justified for $70.
Do you think they thought there was more?
Oh, yeah. That, what they originally said they thought was more, but I just...
How much more?
About $1,200 is what we were looking
at.
That's
a lot of time for $1,200.
It's still a lot of time for $1,200. And I talked to three or four people. How many people actually put their hands on that? Probably twice that much. So, I don't know how you can justify something like that. You can't. The money's not there.
The Republican Study Committee says that the IRS has channeled millions of taxpayer dollars away from taxpayer assistance for employee bonuses. It has allowed taxpayer information to be compromised in a data breach. The IRS has even intentionally leaked confidential taxpayer information. Despite these facts, the president's budget actually calls for increasing spending on the IRS by $1 million. The RSC says the solution is to completely eliminate the Internal Revenue Service, or at least make a change, I would think.
I think
I did a show. It was when you were out during the midst of the major part of tax week, that the IRS actually it may have even been proven that they want illegals to steal Social Security numbers so they could pay taxes.
What?
They were encouraging it. They were the IRS.
How could they actually encourage that?
They were saying, look, we know you've stolen this Social Security number as an illegal immigrant, and we don't care because by you having it, you're paying us money. Paying taxes on that social.
Huh. I doubt those illegals are paying taxes. I bet they're getting...
That's why they didn't mind, is that they were getting revenue off of. They were encouraging. But nonetheless, there's some major issues, major news stories about the IRS in the last few years. That data breach, and it's certainly... what happened with all the emails and the corruption and political targeting. Tax collection and enforcement activities would be moved to a new, smaller, and more accountable department at the Treasury. According to the Tax Foundation, as of 2015, our federal tax laws and regulations make up over 10 million words. That includes the tax code of 2.4 million and the regulations of 7.6 million. Those numbers do not include rulings and other guidance. The IRS processes 150 million income tax returns each year, and that doesn't even count corporate, estate, and excise returns. Shutting down an organization this huge, it's going to take more than the Republican Study Committee.
maybe it's a start.
Do you think going to a different tax system, as in the individual flat tax system, would reduce some of the need for the IRS and get us on the way for – because if it's not the IRS, it's going to be something else. It's going to be a different entity with a different name, but they're still going to have the same responsibilities of the IRS.
Yeah, I don't know how you can change the responsibilities of the IRS or its successor. I think it could, if it was set up right, reduce the amount of issues they have going to, something similar or a flat tax. But I've had people say to me, well, you would be out of a job if they went to a flat tax. No, that's not true. You're still going to have laws and regulations on the deductibility of certain expenses. And
you can't make businesses be on a flat tax. Yeah. It's impossible.
Yeah, you can't.
You can be on a flat tax, but there's still going to be accounting that has to be done to complete a tax return, complete a financial statement.
Right, and there's going to be rules and regulations regarding those deductions and the income that's been brought in. So,
has there been any more talk about us switching accounting systems, kind of getting away from the tax system into accounting, to a topic most people don't care about, but go into the IFRS system where we're on the GAAP?
Right now, we use U.S. GAAP and IFRS, that's international rules for accounting. There are, and that's, try not to get too far into it, large corporations, publicly traded corporations are going to be, they're going to have basically, how do you say it? If they're a United States company, they're going to go by U.S. GAAP. most corporations of any size should be on U.S. GAAP anyway, that are domestic. But there's no talk of us in the United States. We're too proud of our accounting systems to ever go to IFRS.
Years ago, that was the rumor I was hearing.
Yeah.
I actually hold a certification in IFRS. If you know
oh, really?
That.
No, I didn't know that.
I have a certification in IFRS. And that, back then, this was the talk, that everyone was eventually going to get on it, and U.S. was almost like the last country not to be on it.
Yeah, it's still like that, and there's no chance of it ever happening. Now, they have worked together and come to some agreements on some specialized accounting rules, but there's no chance of U.S. ever going to IFRS, I don't think.
If you're just joining in, I'm talking taxes with Kevin Sizemore, CPA of Tuthero, Hell & Welch, THW CPA. Now that things have slowed down for you and all the tax professionals, now is the time to get a second opinion on your 2015 tax return. Make sure there's been no mistakes, nothing overlooked. Make sure you didn't pay in too much. You can do so by contacting Tuthero, Hell & Welch, THWCPA.com. Now that tax season is in fact over for most people who did not file an extension, people have the question of what tax records to keep, and I think the easy answer is keep it all.
Keep it all.
But you don't have to keep everything. That's in the, if you, at what, 3 years after the return, assuming it was a legitimate return, you can pitch it all.
Yes.
If you lied about your income or you had a fraudulent filing, then the statute really is
forever.
Maybe even 6 years, depending on the deal. And I was going through this list of what to keep, what to throw away, and to me, it would just be simpler just to keep it all.
Yeah, that's what I advise people to do. Just keep it all.
Now, on the bigger personal returns, obviously there could be a W-2s, 1099s, Obamacare statements, the tax return itself, maybe 20, 30 pages. This is a big return.
Uh-huh.
What other stuff goes along with that return as supporting documentation? How much space does it take up when someone comes to you with a lot of records? I'm trying to get my head around how much information someone would have in a large tax return situation.
They're going to have, like you said, all those documents you said. If they have any capital gains with the brokerage house, they're going to have...
That's a statement.
Yeah, it's a statement.
What about receipts? Is there like a box of receipts that have to be kept?
Yeah, you should keep your receipts. This is funny. The problem with the receipts, keeping receipts, a lot of times people pay with credit card and that paper they use, I'm not sure the name of the paper, but the ink actually disappears over time. So you can't really see it. And I see that.
Disappearing ink.
So, but yeah, you need to keep those receipts to support whatever you came up with for your, say you're a sole proprietor, you file a Schedule C, that's going to support what you put on your tax return. It's going to support your accounting documents that you used to put on your tax return.
So as a business owner or someone having to keep track of expenses for deductibility purposes, the more electronic you can make your transactions, like a credit card or a debit card, and then have a statement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe even scan that in. That'll save you from having to keep the receipts.
And that's another thing. I'm a big advocate of scanning in, using that electronic. Just use the electronics that are there for us. So you can scan that information in, and it's just as good as keeping the paper copies. You don't have to keep the paper copies.
If you make non-deductible IRA contributions or Roth IRA contributions or after-tax 401k contributions, the IRS advises you to keep records of those transactions until the account has been liquidated so you don't pay tax on those items twice.
Yeah.
They want you to prove your contribution. That could be years, decades.
Oh, yeah, it could be decades. Because it may not come to fruition on your tax return until you're well in retirement. And what if you did something on that in your 30s?
Yeah, and the IRS audits you when you're 65. You're like, I don't know. I made those contributions back when I was age 30 to age 40. I don't know.
Well, that goes back to the conversation we were having about the IRS earlier. It's just a big behemoth. And, that's something that they should. If someone's going to put that on their tax return and they're going to have a basis for the basis in their IRA, it just seems like they should overlook that, 30 years after the fact.
But everybody can claim it then, though.
Yeah.
Hey, this is after-tax money for me. I see the point, but that's a lot of record keeping going forward. But keeping it all is what most people would advise, even though there is some things you can throw away. I don't think you should ever throw away your tax return or any of the supporting documentation, because you never know when you're going to need it. And if you get audited at the wrong time, that's going to be back taxes and penalties that you would owe because you can't verify what you took.
That's right.
If someone gets in a situation where they have a tax question, or verifying their return is accurate and all the deductions were taken, or they get into an audit situation, they can reach out to you. What is the easiest way for those to do that?
By phone, 615-848-1072.
848-1072, 615-848-1072, or online, thwcpa.com. As mentioned earlier, over 5 decades in the business of tax work, accounting, and do bookkeeping, other services as well.
Yeah, we
check them out online, thwcpa.com. All right, Kevin, appreciate your expertise.
Thank you, sir.
Now, between now and the next time you're on the show, there will be no more IRS if the Republicans have their way. All right, we're back in a moment. This is Financial Coaching Radio. Jump in with questions, comments, disagreements. Click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com.
A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. Tuthero Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
Between car payments, repairs, and the price at the pump, it can feel like your car is going to drive you out of house and home. Fortunately, Donegal Insurance Group can make keeping your car on the road more affordable. That's because for safe drivers, Donegal delivers rates that are among the lowest in the state. To find out how much you can save, call your neighborhood Donegal agent today.
To save on your auto insurance, call us at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
What do you actually know about your current financial advisor? Do you know how he or she makes money off of you? Do you know if they are required to serve your best interests at all times? Are they a certified financial planner? Most people can't answer these simple questions about their financial advisor, and it could be costing them dearly. My name is Jason Qualls, and I am one of the only financial advisors in Rutherford County that can provide you with a truly unbiased, expert second opinion. Call me today at 878-2134 or go to jasonquallscfp.com and let's make sure your current financial advisor isn't leading you down the wrong path.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into the show. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I've been with you the whole hour with the help of Kevin Sizemore, CPA. Appreciate all the guests and sponsors of this show. Without them, could not be possible. Major parts of the show. Tuthero Helen Welch, Kevin Sizemore, making sure we talk on the tax topics we need to discuss. Also, Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, an independent home and auto insurance agency. Independent means they can shop around, get you the best deal. They're not just employed by the carrier. Also, John Baker, estate planning attorney. Folks, if you have loved ones and you care how your stuff is going to be divided, you care who the guardian of your children are, you don't want your heirs fighting over your assets, you want to make sure someone can make financial and health care decisions for you, that is estate planning. It's more about those you love and will leave behind than for you. Don't be selfish. Make sure your estate plan is up in order. Appreciate all those folks and what they do for the show. Financial Coaching Radio is with you Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WGNS, online anytime via podcast at financialcoachingradio.com. All you got to do is click on archives. You'll get the long list of all the past shows, a couple years worth. They're broken by date, broken out by date and by main topic. And for those of you that kind of like this approach, you like what you hear, you want your advisor to be working for you. You want your advisor to have removed all conflicts of interest. There is a great resource to learn more about fee-only or commission-free financial planning. Just go to jasonquallscfp.com. Folks, it may be something different and unique that you've never heard before because all you've ever dealt with is financial salespeople. And if you ask the financial salespeople, are they doing it the best and the right way? Of course, they're going to say so, but there's lots of data, lots of third-party resources, and a lot of difference of opinion out there on how you can achieve objective financial planning. My view is, as I mentioned every day on Financial Coaching Radio, your advisor needs to be independent, they need to be commission-free, and they need to be a certified financial planner. Make sure they only work for you. Make sure they're only compensated by you, no outside sources, and make sure they have the training necessary of certified financial planner. Jason Qualls, CFP.com. Jason Qualls, CFP.com. I'm going to get out of here. Appreciate you joining in today. Be back with you tomorrow, same time, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WGNS. But hang around. Don't go anywhere just yet. All Sports Talk is up right after this. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.